Chapter 8. A Ray of Enlightenment. As the carpet rose up the tunnel, pushed up by the puffing steam from the life of fire, Joseph's mind raced with thoughts about everything he had learned. He repeated over and over the riddle faith had given him. The key to setting you free is to see things as you want them to be. Suddenly, all the thoughts came together like one, like a jigsaw piece making a picture. "That's it!" he shouted with excitement, just as they reached the top of the volcano. "I can always be happy by choosing which thoughts I think about. Even if I can't always change what's happening, I can choose how I feel about it. And that means I can be happy about anything, for any reason." Joseph positively beamed with joy at his new realization, and the big golden light bubble round them popped, sending a shower of golden thought dust shimmering through the air. The winds of change blew. Some strange thought clouds floated past. And a ray of enlightenment shone down on Joseph from the Sun of Love. The carpet gently floated over the rim of the volcano and swooshed down the side on a rolling cushion of steam, all the way to the harbour below. Joseph and Sam swept down the volcano side like snowboarders gliding down a ski slope. They skimmed over the water like a frisbee and came to a hovering stop in the centre of the harbour. Joseph turned to Sam and gave a huge, happy smile. He took a deep breath in through his nose, all the way down to his tummy, and then let it out slowly through his mouth. "I think I understand," he said, looking directly into Sam's eyes. "Yes," beamed Sam with a clap of his hands. "Well done. You can be rightly pleased with yourself, Joseph. This wisdom can serve you for the rest of your life in anything that you desire. The whole universe is like a big dream machine waiting to grant your wishes and create your imagination. My last important question to you is this. Now that you know you are creating your world with the thoughts that you think, what will you choose to think about?" "Good things," answered Joseph without hesitation. "I will choose to think about good things, things that make me happy." "Yes," replied Sam with a smile. "It's good to think about things being good. But what thoughts do you now choose to think about yourself?" Joseph fell silent and stared blankly down into his lap as he checked his inner thoughts and feelings. "I'll think about being my best. I'll listen to my feelings and remember that I'm good enough. But most of all, I'm going to concentrate on what I like about myself," he said, with certainty, looking up at Sam. "Remember faith's key," replied Sam softly. "See and say things as you want them to be." "Right," nodded Joseph in a quiet voice, the thought bringing a smile to his face. "I remember. I like myself," he declared in a firm tone. The sound of splashing came from behind them. Faith was leaping high into the air with excitement, and a great gush of happy bubbles was pouring into her pool of confidence. Joseph felt a flash of inspiration. Could he raise the level of Faith's pool to set her free and send her swimming into the beautiful blue sea? "I like myself," said Joseph again, this time with more feeling, his eyes fixed on the pool just across the harbour. Another burst of good feelings bubbles flooded into the pool of confidence from the underground stream of the Tree of Self. And Faith's happy clicking voice sang out in appreciation. I like myself. I like myself, shouted Joseph at the top of his voice and with joy in his heart, as the level of the pool of confidence rose higher and higher. A deep feeling of warmth and contentment, like a bellyful of hot porridge on a cold winter's morning, swept over him and kissed his heart. I love myself, he said in a soft, slow voice, as a single fat tear of happiness rolled down his cheek. A great flood of happy feelings fluid gushed into the pool of confidence. The pool was full to the brim, then it suddenly overflowed into the harbour just below, and with one great, majestic leap, Faith dived free to swim into the sea of potential. Joseph's heart felt like it had leapt as high as Faith at the sight of seeing her being free. She soared through the air and into the water with a graceful ease, and with just a few flicks of her powerful tail, Faith appeared at the side of the carpet, with her head poking out above the waves. Thank you, she said in her happy clicking voice, looking deep into Joseph's eyes. By speaking the magic words, you have set us both free. I love myself, Joseph whispered, fully feeling the inner warmth and safety he had never known before. I love myself and I love you. A gurgling stream of bubbles broke the water surface just in front of the carpet, and a shimmering thought cloud drifted down from above. As Joseph watched in silence, a small and beautiful sailing boat rose up from the bubbling sea of potential to bob merrily on top of the rippling waves. This is your boat, named Ability, which sails on the sea of potential, said Sam with a smile. It is steered by the rudder of your beliefs and flows with the currents of happiness. A fresh wind blew, filling the sails of the little boat and starting it on its journey across the sea of potential to the many islands of possibilities. Now, it's time for us to be leaving too, said Sam, looking lovingly at Joseph. Faith gently wriggled her tail so as to stand up out of the water and kiss Joseph tenderly on the nose. Remember my key and the magic words of freedom, Joseph. Repeat them any time you want to feel the warmth of love and happiness. I'll say them every day, said Joseph, with the ring of promise in his voice. Good, replied Faith. Then my pool of confidence will always be full, and you will be free. The carpet slowly rose and moved away as Joseph continued to wave goodbye to Faith. She'll be just fine now, said Sam, softly touching Joseph's shoulder. Turning to face Sam, he noticed that the sun of love was shining more brilliantly than ever. And the people in the town also seemed happier and brighter. You are brighter and lighter too, said Sam, reading Joseph's thoughts. There was now a light glow around the outside of Joseph, just like Sam, and a warm glow inside of him, coming from the love he now felt for himself. I don't really want to go, he said, looking into Sam's sparkling eyes. I might not ever see you again. Be brave, replied Sam with love in his voice. I will always be with you, Simply think of me and I will be there. And to make sure that I always know exactly what you want, I will show you a special way of talking to me. I love you, said Joseph, still looking deep into Sam's eyes. And I love you, replied Sam, unconditionally, as I always have and always will. Remember, Joseph, we two are one.